The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. It's all Brexit and it's getting more volatile and violent. Adam?
Yes, not necessarily within Westminster, but round and about. Interesting, Parliament is basically setting up a special inquiry into the abuse of politicians. We know a number of MPs have reported horrible language, harassment, jostling, social media threats galore, death threats in some occasions, which may be nonsense, but still they're made. Only today, a man was jailed for 28 days for throwing an egg at the Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn. So I always thought that was fair game, eggs and politicians, but I would be wrong. And it's Brexit. It's Brexit-fueled, apparently.
Oh, gee, you're a funny man. Now, what are Charles and Camilla doing in Cuba?
Yes, well, that's always the question with the royal family. What are they doing? Are they having a jolly? Are they promoting the UK? It looks like it's probably the latter. Strangely, though, I mean, America still has a problem with Cuba, even though, technically speaking, it's more open. But for the, I think it's about 10 years there have been tourists going from Britain to Cuba, and it's quite a big business these days. It's in the brochures, et cetera, et cetera. And the Prince of Wales and Duchess of Cornwall have popped up in Havana. They've done this whistle-stop tour of the swankier end of the Caribbean, and now here they are in Cuba doing the official thing and, I suppose, promoting the UK in a post-Brexit world, et cetera, et cetera. The only thing is, I mean, we talk about Cuba being more open. It's still a communist country, and it's rode back on some of the freedoms and reforms they were talking about because of the fear of inequality. I'm sure the royals are all over that fear of inequality and would have something to say, wouldn't they?
You are at your cynical best.
I better not go further. I might blow the night hood.
I love that line, though, Adam. You thought eggs and politicians went hand in hand. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, my friend. Isn't he wonderful? Adam Gilchrist in London.